Pro-Life to the Max is produced and broadcast by WOMB 89.9 FM Catholic Radio in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ave Maria, welcome to Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life issues and efforts and inspiring you to get involved. I'm Monica Siefker, your host for the program, blessed and most happy to be here with you today. Thanks for joining me. Well, the Indiana State Department of Health released its annual Induced Termination of Pregnancy Report for 2020, just a couple of weeks ago. That's a euphemistic way of reporting on how many unborn children were murdered by abortion in the state of Indiana last year. As difficult as it is to review these records, they can be helpful in that they provide lots of good demographic information so that we can see who is having abortions, which enables pro-lifers to better target those who are vulnerable and in need. We're going to spend some time today combing through this latest induced termination of pregnancy report and identifying any trends that can be seen so we can target our prayers and tangible help where it's needed the most. But before we go any further, as always, let's begin in prayer, invoking the patron of this program. St. Maximilian Kolbe, patron of the pro-life movement, hear this prayer of supplication that we address to you with confidence. St. Maximilian, we honor your life that was guided by the unshakable faith in the mystery of the Incarnation. We admire your public witness for the sanctity of life and your ultimate sacrifice for the life of another when you offered yourself to save a fellow prisoner. We pray, please move the consciences of those contemplating abortion. Please move to repentance and healing the women and men who have chosen abortion over the gift of life. Please intercede for all unborn children. Pray that their mothers will see, hear, and know that what they carry in their womb is a person, a special and unique gift from God our Creator. Please comfort the women who suffer from post-abortion trauma and inspire them to seek spiritual and psychological help. Please sustain the courage and wisdom of the pro-life movement so that they may be peaceful witnesses